What up, though? This your boy DOC, and welcome to another episode of the Doc Hicks Podcast. Now, you know, there's something that I gotta talk about. If you are here from my YouTube, you've been subscribed to the Doc Hicks TV YouTube channel for some years, then you know we pretty much had covered the case as much as possible dealing with Troy Ave and Tax, based off the paperwork and information, not what you would call it, not opinionated, more so off the facts and the information that was put out there from the very beginning. When the news talked about it the night that it came out, when the incident unfortunately happened at Irvin Plaza and everything. So this speed up in time, because, you know, this been a topic of discussion for a long period of time. You know, it has its moments. It died down, then it come back. And Troy Ave, shout out to Troy Ave, he just went and did an interview with Noriega on the Drink Champs. Now, I didn't even think about it, you know, that deep when I first seen the clip that he did an interview there. In my eyes, kind of seeing an independent artist, any independent artist, getting that type of look, I applaud it. Because like I say here all the time, I'm here for the independent creators. I'm not saying that just to say it because it sound cool to get people to latch on to the brand and different things like that. I'm really here for the independent creators, because in this game, the independent creators get looked over all the time. They get robbed, they get fucked over. The mainstream people steal from the independent creators gifts and talents and then just broadcast it on their platforms, don't open up no doors. That's a whole nother story, and I just talked about it in an interview that I did with Jay Coffee Talk on his YouTube channel. We go really in depth in that. But since this interview basically just dropped like 2-3 hours ago as far as me recording this, but I'm assuming the audio had leaked or was put out, and people from Tax side, Star Brim, she just opened up her podcast, had some words that she wanted to say.
He can suck my dick.
Hey, and that's how you better say that shit.
Yes, he can suck my fucking dick. You go against Tax Stone, you can suck my dick.
And that's
period.
The same way I feel.
Period. Like, suck my fucking dick.
Know where my loyalty lies. But at the
eat
end of
my
day,
ass crack, all that. With hair. Eat the hairy ass crack of mine. Suck my toes when it smell like salt and vinegar. Fuck you, Noriega. I don't give a fuck. Like, he was basically on there talking about, oh, you know, sometimes you gotta hear the other person's side. When it comes to loyalty, there is no other person's side.
But when it comes to media, there is another side.
Like, there is, I don't give a fuck about your side. Your side can suck my dick. I don't care about your side.
And there's also no sides when niggas is lying. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you're saying, lies. Son is saying things that is easily disproven with the same internet.
There's no side when a person is downgrading or talking about or lying about a person who you're cool with, a person who put you in a position to do better. Like, did you forget who brought you to the table to eat? Like, what's going on? Nori can suck my dick.
Hey, tough in that.
F*** you. My Adolo, nigga. F*** y'all niggas, man. That niggas. F*** y'all. You fake gang niggas, nigga. You stupid. I'm in L.A. right now. Pull up. Pull up. This is. I'm ready. I'm on it. I'm on it. Niggas think it's something f***y over here. I'm going to show you. Oh, I'm bringing them out. Niggas think, yeah, I'm bringing them out.
All right, boss.
All right, no more disrespect. I'ma show niggas. You see how clear my skin is? 42 years old, nigga drinking green juice. Still smack the shit out of me. Let's go. I'ma show y'all niggas. Nigga don't want no beef or no chick. Tell the homie step up. Come on, tell the homie step up. Nigga ain't beefing with no chick. And she probably really want to suck my ugly. Didn't you get him in the box for that phone call? Didn't you ask him about his sex life in jail? You're not funny, girl. I'm so ready for this. Tell your homie step up, please. Please. Because I'm so ready for this. You mother think you scan something? Nigga, he ain't scan. Nigga, I'm out here dolo. Ready.
And which are not the best words. Very, very disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, nowadays, it's like, I don't know what it is with this. I don't even want to say new generation of people, but I call them new generation of people because at one point in time, it almost used to be a standard, not even just locally. I try not to speak locally because to me, speaking from a local standpoint of stuff all the time and looking at everything from a local standpoint is provided ignorance because it's a boxed in mentality. I don't give a fuck where a person is from. The world is bigger than where you're at and what's going on. Don't matter if it's too much going on there or not enough going on there. People got to pick up and move around and not just move around within a 5-10 mile radius. Like, pick up, you know what I'm saying, and really move around. But that's neither here or there. So Star Brown jumped all the way to this suck my dick thing, this and that, blah blah blah. And you know, also had another gentleman up, a gentleman sitting up there, you know, with him, with her, basically agreeing with what she's saying. And also, like, you know, some of the things that, or basically trying to say that the things that Troy Ave was saying was lies. Now, this is the only reason why I'm covering it, so to say, is because I don't see no lies in what Troy Ave. And when I say I don't see, that's not from an opinionated, that's based off the paperwork. See, a lot of people nowadays, they use their platforms because they know they have a big platform purposely to sway the opinions of the people. It's not fact-based, it's not truth-based. It's strictly for the purpose to sway the opinions of the, what you want to call them, the viewers, the consumers, the fans, the supporters, or whatever you want to categorize them. They do that just to either try to stop people money, to try to hurt people careers, or to try to uplift their own careers. And I personally, because like I said, if you go to YouTube and type in Doc Hicks TV, Tax Stone, you will see maybe 5 or 6 different videos, and those videos are based around paperwork. Now, based around paperwork that the feds put out. Now, I'm going to start from this point, from the very beginning, when the news even came out and tried to make it seem like Troy Ave, quote unquote, cheddar bobbed himself. And, you know, I guess they wanted to paint that picture to try to make it seem like he did that to cover up the fact of whatever the situation was happening. And I knew from that point, not only that the truth will come out at some point in time because this happened in a public forum, in front of multiple people. I'm talking about you had hundreds and hundreds of people. You're going to have eyewitnesses and everything like that. And everybody not just going to keep their mouth shut. There were, it was someone that got killed, and it was other people that got shot as well. So everybody not going to keep their mouth shut. But I hate to say it, like, if you've never been in a similar circumstance before, that even at night you could see through the bullshit and see what really happened. Because you got a lot of people out here that can't see through the bullshit. And I kind of think it's, you know, 50-50 because they've never been in those similar situations to be able to connect the dots. So logically, speaking logically, they can't connect the dots. But see, when we dealing with the internet, we see that it's a popularity contest. It's a popularity contest and it's a dick riding contest. You know, whoever has the most subscribers, or the bigger following, or the most engagement, people run to support the narrative of whatever they're putting out. And they don't even, just as much energy that they'll put into supporting that narrative, they won't even put in the same energy to use their two thumbs to research to see what's really going on. Now, of course, I don't personally have no disdain for anybody based off of the information that I'm about to say and the information that I have put out there, because I personally don't have nothing to do with the situation. But I will say, when the police not only locate the firearms, and this is something that Troy Ave talked about, they do their forensics on the firearms, they see that the fingerprints of Tax is on certain places that will give them probable cause or lead them to believe or give them enough evidence to assume in a scuffle, melee, or whatever the case may be, that such and such brought the gun to this particular club. Not only that, and this is what I say when people using their platform to sway the narrative of people bait, and they're saying other people are lying while they're lying. Also, in these same police reports, the serial numbers were still on this gun. The serial numbers was not erased. They were not hidden or anything like that. They were able to track this particular gun back down to Florida. Coincidentally, where this interview with Troy Ave and Noriega took place at. So they were able to track this firearm back down to Florida. They were able to track it to the initial owner, the person that bought it from said store. The police spoke directly to that person. Say, for instance, his name is John. They spoke to John. John cooperated and said, yes, I sold this gun to Tim. I don't know if John gave out Tim's telephone number or how the police end up getting in contact with Tim, but they end up speaking to Tim. Tim cooperated and said he sold the firearm to Tax. So besides the forensic evidence that they had based off the fingerprints that was on in the inner part of a gun that would not, which would lead people to believe or show that you put this gun together. I don't know if his fingerprints, I would have to go back and read it, if his fingerprints was on the actual bullets or not, but it definitely was on the clip. Along with two other people, basically the gun owner, initial gun owner, then the person that sold it directly to you. That's a wrap on that particular part right there. Nothing that Troy Ave said in that part was a lie. Now, if they just want to dispute the points about someone being a hater because they want to, you know, what would you call it? If they want to help Tax narrative, a help Tax image, how people look at him. But anybody that's, regardless of you from New York or not, because these are public figures and you have people from 50 states, multiple countries that have been following this from the very beginning, seeing how this started. That engagement did not start with Troy Ave harassing or talking shit or any of that to Tax. Tax initiated that. And you know what's the sad part about speaking towards facts in a medium form? Because this is where the whole gatekeeping and the powers that be come in. Honestly, this is where it comes in at, because a lot of people feel like this situation could have been avoided. I felt like Nori, even at the beginning of the interview or during the part of when they first got on the subject about the scuffle and melee and shooting, Nori kind of hinted towards, you know, Troy going to certain areas, certain places to do interviews and it being one-sided. And the mass majority of people that's not blind or dick riders, either based off facts or just neutral individuals, could see that there was some type of bias in certain places that Troy was going because of the relationships that these individuals or said individual has with Tax. And that's a dangerous thing, like I say, when you're dealing either with something dealing with the courts or just the court of public opinion. Because if you have someone with so much power, a large platform that's connected to someone, regardless if they're right or wrong, and who's to say that if it's right or wrong for that person, if they're friends with Tax, to not be on his side. That's what happens. You friends with someone, you're going to be on their side. That's just how it is. But it just becomes dangerous when they're in a certain position that can either try to blackball you, that can try to speak against your name, throw salt on your name, try to create narratives to get the public to believe something different than what happened, because they play along the lines that they know about 80 to 90% of people in this world do not research shit. People barely even go past headlines. People would just read a headline and won't even actually flip a book open or open the newspaper or go scroll down and read two sentences into the first paragraph. A lot of people's brains are lazy. They don't want the information for themselves. They want someone to tell them the information, and the information may be false. And then depending on who the information is coming from, they feel like, oh, that's law if it come out of such and such mouth because they got so many said subscribers or this big of a following or in a big position. Pause. You know what I'm saying? So it's just been a crazy situation all in all. But going back to me feeling like when Nori would make comments about not only thinking that this situation could have been severed at the beginning or wasn't that serious, I'm pretty sure, you know, Nori didn't want to say it. He was treading kind of lightly with some of the words, I feel like, in certain situations to say it, because he knows bringing Troy Ave on his platform in the position that Nori is in, with the relationships and resources that he has, that at any moment it can rub anybody the wrong way, because the hip hop game is 100% political. 100% political. It's not too many people that you will find that don't play the politics when they're in the hip hop industry. And it just is what it is. It's a $1 billion industry. People trying to get to the bag. People are willing to bend and fold their morals and integrities. That's not even the fucking word that people even think about when you're talking about billions of dollars. You don't have a lot of people that will live by morals and codes and principles or even think about integrity in this type of industry. People politic. They dick ride and get up under whomever. I see it every day. Every day I get on Instagram, I see people that's, you know, show mad love to certain people, and it's only because they look at them as higher up and this person can help them get up. I'ma treat a motherfucker the same. I don't give a fuck if a person got $100 million or if you got $5. If you a stand up motherfucker, you a stand up motherfucker, because money don't impress me. Money don't impress me. Especially if you come from something, been through something, and know something, that shit don't mean shit, because a person can have all the money in the world and be a hoe ass nigga. Could stab their own mother or father in the back, be a snake. Could have did the most, got fucked in the ass for that, all that money. Who knows what they have, you don't know what I'm saying? So that don't make a person real to me based off their money. And a person's subscriber count and all that stuff don't make a person real to me. But we live in an era right now where these are some of the components and elements that people look to consider people real. They don't go off the facts. So going back to now, you got Star Brim just starting up her podcast. And of course, yes, Tax gave her her first episode, helped her get in the game. I believe they own some blood stuff. So yes, she gonna have her loyalty. But this is where, this is where the confliction is at. Can I hold her accountable for her actions because she's a woman? Or that's giving her a pass, right? Holding her accountable for her actions, being emotional and not taking the time to not react in an emotional way on a public setting. Because what's your purpose of going at Nori? This is his job. This shows how fresh and new that she is to the game. You is no way that you can be in a situation where you're gonna talk shit to everybody that possibly has something to say about said individuals, or you'll be fighting 100 million people and you'll get derailed or get sucked into a situation that will get you tricked off the streets. Like, now that you stepping in this form or this game of media, you gotta know when to pick and choose your battles. And on top of the fact, I just don't condone women talking shit to men and doing all that, because they know at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, I'll repeat it again, 9 times out of 10, it's not gonna be them that's gonna be with the shit or in the action, because they can spit in your face, they can slap you, slap your mama, cuss you out, tell you to suck they dick, do all this stuff, and if the man retaliates, who's gonna be wrong? Even though she, the woman in whatever situation, started it and did all the most disrespectful stuff, what's gonna happen if the man retaliates? So that's why I don't even like that, period. I don't like that shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't like that at all. So when Nori returns and say, hey, I'm not about to beef with no bitch, send your niggas, hey, I feel that, which I don't condone violence. I hope that someone behind the scenes between these individuals can get them on the phone and calm this situation down, at least get her to an understanding of this is Nori's job. This is what he do. He runs a podcast, a very well, a big podcast. You know what I mean? He's from the culture. He's a staple in the culture, definitely in the podcast culture, but also in the hip hop culture. This is what he do. And this is where, and this is just a thing as well. This is why some people careers never flourish to where they should be at, because they automatically involve themselves in politics or situations based off of emotions that have nothing to do with them. And the reason why I say that is because, say for instance, if you are up and coming artist, you are up and coming painter, or whatever the case may be, when you coming up, you can't start picking and choosing sides early in the game, or I'm not gonna say early or later or whatever. You need to do you and focus on you. Because what's gonna end up happening if Star Brim, based off of her relationship to Tax, so that means you just gonna only interview or deal with people just on that side of the world. No, and I wave my hand basically saying like on the right side of the world, you only gonna deal with people from the right side of the world, but you're not gonna deal with no one from the left side of the world. You gonna box yourself in, but that comes with a mindset that eventually has to get broken out of. Like, I talk to people all the time that I could tell, regardless of whatever the fuck that they saying and how smart it sounds, a lot of motherfuckers be mentally still boxed in. And I can't fault them, because at one point in time, I was mentally boxed in. That's why I say traveling is the greatest form of, one of the greatest forms of education. Now, I've heard a little bit about her story, and she said, you know, with her scamming, she ran around and would hit all these different states. But it's like, once you really, like, go to another state and live there and have to be amongst the people for a long period of time, you'll get to see, and the same situation may not happen twice in two different settings with the same type of people. Everybody don't look at shit the same. And just because you from one place don't mean that somebody else from somewhere else is a hoe or real or vice versa. You know what I mean? I just don't want this situation to spiral out of control, because we already have seen someone lose their life, someone in jail, and someone out fighting for their life, all because of what? Some internet shit? And I will say no, that when Nori said he feel like this is the first example that at least he, now to his own truth, I can't say no is false, but this is not the first example of some internet shit end up spilling off into some street shit. You know what I'm saying? It has been going on for years now. I'm talking about, you could just take the war on Chirac, the Chirac whole situation during that time, and possibly still to this day, it was a lot of shit popping on the internet that bled over to the streets, and then what happened in the streets and bleed right back over to the internet. And that's not to downplay anything. It's just an unfortunate circumstance to just see that we, as a people, we got to get it together from multiple different angles. Yes, there's a whole bunch of cliche ass lines that people can say and throw out there that sound cool, you know what I mean? It sound like the words hold weight to it, but in order to really get this shit together within the community, there's a million small things that needs to happen. And it starts with a lot of, and I'm not in no particular order, but image, ego, integrity, morals, understanding, and communication. You know what I'm saying? Knowing when to sit or set your pride aside. Now, hey, I'm all for it. It's a time and place for everything. You know, that's when we was talking about the whole Murder Mook and Briz Ross thing shit. I don't fault Murder Mook after the fact of everything that played out. From the mom line and all the other disrespectful shit. Like I said, I'm not mad at him doing what he did then. And I definitely wouldn't have been mad if he would have finished the whole battle and chose to catch the nigga and beat his ass or whatever, or fight or whatever, because it was on his chest as men. And when you cross certain lines, you got to stand on it as a man in the parking lot, you know, because from the beginning of time until the end of time, there's always going to be issues, but it's about how you handle it. People know the police and violence and all that shit fuck up the money. It make it hot. All this tough shit, it fuck up the money. Because people be believing that they just the toughest motherfuckers, not knowing that they can go to Iowa, Utah, or somewhere, and it's a motherfucker tougher than them that will blow their brains out quicker. And I'm just using that state as an example, just to, you know, people gotta, that's some shit. These are conversations, and that be the sad thing to me, for real. Because some of the conversations I be having with some people nowadays be the same conversations I was having with people at 17, 18, 19 years old when I was in school. dig that. Like, that's crazy, right? To go to an all-black college, right? You meeting people from Chicago, the Bay, Oakland, you know, the Bay, L.A., Baton Rouge, from different countries, in whatever state you could think about on the East Coast, Midwest, down South. And it's just, I'm seeing the same conversation just repeating themselves. And I just see this, for some reason, this type of mentality is stuck in people's heads. And these motherfuckers don't even be young. Of just thinking, oh, where, you know, around here, this and that, man. The bigger grand scheme of shit, that don't mean shit. That shit don't mean shit. It's a lot of following ass mentalities that have been adopted and people think it's cool. I don't even want to get off to talking about the Tekashi shit. You know what I mean? To stick to this point. But, like, at some point in time, all this shit got to stop, man. Like, how many examples of individuals we see that have some talent in whatever they do? And I'm not just talking about Troy. I'm just saying, in general, if they got a talent in podcasting, a talent in rapping, a talent in engineering, a talent in scouting rappers, a talent in teaching, engineering, whatever the case may be, and people either not putting forth their full potential, or you got a whole bunch of motherfuckers that really hating from the sidelines. That's like a topic I could talk about forever, just dealing with this hate shit, because I see it from every day from multiple angles. I see the hate, of course, from haters, and then I also be recognizing hate from a lot of motherfuckers that's supposed to be considered your loved ones, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can happen. It can happen. And a lot of time when you're talking about or dealing with boxed in minded motherfuckers, they don't even know that they hating, because they basically just projecting their environment, and their environment is based off of hate. If an environment is based off of poverty, I don't give a fuck what the city is accumulating. The city could be bringing in trillions, but if the actual ground where your 10 toes is standing, if it's poverty, no job opportunity, lack of resources, basically you in a survival type of situation, that all that do is breed hate. It breeds hate. Unfortunately, it don't breed motivation. When you get someone that gets the opportunity to get up out of that situation, it depends on how people's brains are wired. You got some people that see someone get up out that circumstance and get motivated by it because they can see it out their own eyes that, yes, someone can make it about this situation, so can I. Not saying bite or jock they shit, but you may want to use some of the same platform or, you know, some of the same blueprint. But 80 to 90% of other motherfuckers that come out of a survival type of poverty situation, it makes them a hater. They will prefer to see you dead before they see you succeed. And this shit goes on everywhere, not just one place, not just New York, not just LA, not just Detroit, not just Chicago, not just Baton Rouge or New Orleans, none of that stuff. This goes on everywhere with every shade of people. But when you're dealing in with boxed in people, boxed in minded individuals, their brain won't even allow them to see that far. Like, some people are haters and don't even know that they're haters by the shit that they do. If your first thought when something is in front of you or presented to you that can help you, but your first thought is not to do it because you worried about someone else, how they're benefiting from it, you a fucking hater. If you see someone doing what they supposed to do every day, and you ain't got to stand up and, you know, do the holy dance like you in church and, you know, all that stuff and applaud, but if you not nodding your head a little bit like, hey, salute to that brother or that sister, you know what I mean? Almost anything else outside of that, unless you just totally ignoring it, you a hater. If you wish someone didn't have the things that they have, you a hater. If you are the type of person where You just gotta have a fucking rebuttal, or just all the time just gotta have the opposite of what someone else is saying, even when they saying something that makes sense. You a hater. And I would think as time goes on that these situations within the hate or within these communities, it would get better, because now we're living in a situation where it's more information available. But what I'm noticing with all this information available, people are obtaining this information just to regurgitate it to sound smart, but they're not applying that shit. It's a difference between being smart than a motherfucker. You can read 50 books a week, all the self-help books, all the history, everything that you want. It don't matter. All you can read all that shit. But if you're not applying that shit to nothing, that don't make you smart. It's plenty of people I've met that I come outside a store and give a person some change, and you talk to them, and this motherfucker got tons of wisdom. Somehow, some way, circumstances in their world or the decisions that they made got them to where they're at. Just like you got a lot of people, that's why I say money don't impress me either, because you got a lot of people that got money or in higher positions that don't have no common sense or not smart, or they hated their way to the top or stabbed their way to the top or had to pull people down like a crab in a barrel. You know what I mean? Character, to define character, that's a very tedious situation that, you know, it can drive people insane. It can drive people insane living in this world, especially if you in a situation where you got to deal with tons of different people. Because it's a lot of fake ass actions that go on out here. But to stay on track with that, I hope that someone can cool that situation down. You know, and if not, motherfuckers just got to be willing to keep that same energy. Don't be just so quick to hop on a podcast and talk all this shit as a woman, knowing that 9 times out of 10 it's not going to be you the one knuckling up or squeezing no trigger. That is going to be, because I see this shit all the time in the hood, for real. I see it all the time that a girl know, oh, I got 50 brothers, I got 50 uncles, I got niggas that I'm fucking that's, you know, they so much of a simp, they willing to take another man's life, put him in the casket, and ship him away over this pussy that I'm giving them. So they be out here talking hella crazy. So they start hella shit. And the men around that situation gotta be smart enough to be like, hold on, no, you was wrong. Pipe down. Like, calm down. It's not even that fucking serious. Speak some rationalist or rational, logical shit into a hothead's head. Because I understand people got an image they trying to portray, or got an image that they speak upon saying that they're trying to get away from, but at the drop of a dime, you see them revert right back to it. Nah. Hell no. Nah. That man doing his job, let him do his motherfucking job. You don't see Dick Wolf and Barbara Walters and I can't even think of the dude, Ryan Seacrest, and them all out here beefing with each other and media wanting to kill each other and send their goons at each other because someone else interviewed this person or had this person on their platform, or this person came on their platform and said this, or you getting upset with that platform. All that little crab in the bucket, dumbass nigga shit. I hate to say it like that, but it is, because I don't see this going in other cultures that's in the same form of media. A motherfucker can come on my platform today, I do an interview with him, I may not even ask said person about another individual. They choose to talk about another person, and you got other motherfuckers getting upset with me, as you know, about some shit that another motherfucker said. Address that person. Address that motherfucker. Don't call me with that bullshit. I don't got nothing to do with that. Oh, but I supposed to not interview the whole other side of the world because I interview certain people on this side. Your business will never grow. Your business will never grow. But you know, at the end of the day, I want to get y'all opinion on this, man. Go over to Doc Hicks TV, or type in Doc Hicks Podcast on Instagram or Twitter. Tag me, leave a comment, DM me, or whatever the case may be. And I want to get y'all opinion on this whole situation, because like I said, if you go off the facts and everything that's going on with the Troy Ave situation, nothing that Troy went up there and talked about about the situation, the facts part, that even to the point where he said these things are already in the federal documents, those things were not lies. It's not. It was just said on a big platform that may change the narrative of the people out here that don't think for themselves, or that's not going to research for themselves how they may look at another individual. And it's fucked up because it should have never went there. And like I say, even with saying all this, I have no disdain towards Star or Tax, Troy or Nori or no one in it. But it got to be someone that can eventually, or at some point in time, put some logical thought process out there. But, you know, when you're dealing with some irrational thinkers or people that don't think at all, you know, their logical shit gonna go out the window fast, or people will start looking at you crazy and want to beef with you. So any words and anything that I put out there, I stand on what I say, and whatever come behind it is, you know, it's whatever. But I want to get y'all opinion on this, man. I appreciate y'all checking into this quick bonus episode of the Doc Hicks podcast. Holla at your boy, this DOC. Peace.